afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope today finds you all out there healthy, wealthy, and wise, or at least healthy, maybe not wealthy and wise, but but in any case, hey, how'd you enjoy that sunshine today? Wasn't that nice? Man, oh man. It was so good to see that sunshine today. I just couldn't believe it. Just soaking up the rays. I went out and took my lawn chair outside, put the suntan lotion on, and just sit back and no, I didn't either. But it sure felt good compared to, well, it's been in the 30s, but have you noticed how cold it actually felt? I think the real field temperature has been down in the 20s, and then at nighttime, of course, it's been really cold, so I've got the extra blanket on the bed still. Maybe I won't need it tonight, but I've been sleeping with the extra blanket, and I don't have a heated blanket, but I do have some nice thick ones that warm things up real good. So anyways, hopefully this... the sunshine continues, but I don't know that it's going to. To tell you the truth, I was talking when the weather was on, so I didn't pay attention to the weatherman. Can you believe that, old Zach? Sorry, Zach, I wasn't listening to your weather report there. But anyways, Zach does a good job on our weather report, doesn't he, over there at News Force? Yes, yes, indeed. Old Zach does a great job. But anyhow, we've got some trivia on the table for today, and we have some special giveaways. And they are, a couple of these are a service of Terry Tackett and the new Fired Up Brigade show. And I'll tell you all about that in just a moment. First of all, I want to say thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. If you get a chance, check out the old website. It's out there, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. And you can see recipes, offbeat news, all kinds of things out there on that. And, of course, we're streaming live online thanks to the radio station website at WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. Okay, here's what we have for you today. We're giving away 3 gift cards today, all right? So the odds of you winning are better than usual. We're giving away a Kroger gift card, a $5 Kroger gift card. And then thanks to the new Fired Up program, tune in to the new show right here on WWGH Radio called Fired Up, a sports show like no other with Terry Tackett and his Fired Up Brigade. It's tomorrow night from 7:15 until 8 p.m. only on WWGH Radio. Now, if you think of Fired Up, what restaurant would you associate with Fired Up? Would it be McDonald's? Would it be Taco Bell? Or would it be Burger King? Well, if you said Burger King, you would be correct because of their flame-broiled burgers. So Fired Up is giving away 2 gift cards to Burger King. So that's what we are giving away as well, 2 $5 gift cards to Burger King. So we will draw 3 names at 4:55 this afternoon, 1 name for the Kroger card and 2 names for 2 Burger King cards, service of the new Fired Up show. Again, that'll be on tomorrow night from 7:15 until 8 o'clock right here on WWGH Radio. So all you need to do for a chance to win these 3 gift cards is just call and answer a trivia question, and I will put you in the drawing for one of these 3 gift cards. Okay, and then next week we'll give away a $20 gift card. So, hey, we will take your names today and put you in for that as well. So there you go. So today is the day to give us a call at 740-383-9944 and answer a trivia question. That's all you need to do for a chance to sign up for these gift cards is just call and answer a trivia question. Here's the first one. How many dimples are there in a golf ball? There's a good sports question. How many dimples are there in a golf ball? The most common eye color in the world is what? The most common eye color in the world is what? How fast does air rush out of your nose when you sneeze? How fast does air rush out of your nose when you sneeze? Hi, we're on the air.
You have 250 dimples in the golf ball.
Yes, 250 is correct. How are you doing today?
Fairly good.
Good. Have you ever been golfing?
No, just a little miniature golf.
Yeah, miniature golf is the way to go. regular big-time golfing, you got to swing that club real good, and I have trouble actually hitting the ball when it's time to swing.
Yeah, I probably would, too.
Yeah. So you've been having a good week so far?
Yeah, so far.
Well, that's good. Good to hear it. Yeah. And any projects, or you've been taking it easy?
No, still taking it easy.
Oh, that's good.
Still
that's good.
Too cold to get outside.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, for sure. Well, I appreciate you calling today, and we'll get you signed up for one of these three gift cards, okay?
All righty. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, and you have a great evening now.
Well, you too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Mr. David Avery, first one. And yes, that's a harder question to answer there. 250 dimples in a golf ball. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing great. How are you?
All right, blue is what you're looking for.
Well, actually, it's not blue.
I don't know. Common ball, it's got to be brown, then.
Yep. It's brown.
Brown, well, I had the choice.
Brown is the winner.
Right. Yeah.
Well, what are you up to today?
Oh, just sitting here listening to you, taking it easy.
All right. Sounds good. What you got for supper tonight?
Well, I made a good deal the other day on some New York strip steaks.
Ooh.
I had a real good deal. I want to have those, potatoes, green beans, salad, and I made a pie.
Oh, what kind of pie?
A pudding pie with lamb cracker crust and cherries.
Oh, man. Boy, does that sound good. Yes,
yeah.
Indeed. Boy, you're going to have a meal and a half tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, for a change.
Right.
All right, you have a good one.
All right, take care, Bob.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, there's Bob lighting up our phone lines. Your heart is the size of what? Your heart is the size of what? Why does your foot fall asleep? Why does your foot fall asleep? What is the name of the famous sled dog race in which dogs race 1,150 miles from Anchorage to Nome, Alaska? What is the name of the famous sled dog race in which dogs race 1,150 miles from Anchorage to Nome, Alaska? In the late 1800s, more than 300,000 people headed to this state to find gold. In the late 1800s, more than 300,000 people headed to this state to find gold. 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Good. Staying healthy?
Yep.
Good, me too.
Trying to hold out for the vaccine. That's right. Yep. Me and Terry, our operations manager, were just talking about when we might be able to get it.
Yeah. It sounds like it's they're trying to probably going to move up, you know, some of the ages a little before they originally thought, you know, so.
Yeah, because I originally heard June, but it might be a little bit before that. You never know. Yeah. I think I was a little bit worried about the vaccine at first, but you know, I think that is probably the only answer to get out of this.
Oh yeah, yeah. We've had quite a few million people, you know, already have it, and even had their second one, and very minimal. You know, reactions to it. There's always going to be somebody that reacts to anything.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So, yeah. I was glad to hear that. I just heard that on the news. Mary Ellen Withrow already got her shot.
Yeah.
That's
great. Mary Ellen's doing fine.
That's good. At 90 years old and former U.S. Treasurer, she deserves it.
So she got hers, and as different people get it around me, and you know, you're able to watch different people and watch how they do, it makes you feel a little bit better,
right.
You know, in the long
run. You know, that's one of the slower processes, you know, in the whole thing, and that you have a lot of paperwork and checking to fill out to begin with, and then I believe they have everybody stay around for about 15 minutes after they get the shot, you know, to make sure that they don't have a bad reaction. So that slows the process down quite a bit. It's just not like walking through and getting a shot and keep on going.
Right, yeah, it's not like walking in the Quest Laboratory like to get blood work and just say, hey, I'm here.
Yep, that's right.
it's a little different, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a good step in the right direction.
Yep, I don't know. I really don't know at this point. Another answer. I mean, we've got ourselves in a pickle here.
Oh, yeah.
And I really don't know. How else to make it go away?
No, you can't.
When you stop and think about it.
Yeah, with this new strain that's sounds like it's pretty prevalent now, it's probably going to appear worse before it gets better yet.
Yeah, and so the thing of it now is to educate people and just make people feel better about it, you know. As more people get it, you know, less and less people people get along fine with it.
Right.
I think it'll kind of calm everybody's fears.
I think so.
Because I was against it at first. I really was, because I was scared of it.
Yeah.
But now as time goes along and a lot of people at my pharmacy have had it.
Yep.
You know, I really don't know how else we're going to get over this other than the vaccine. I really don't.
Yeah, and I think there may be some places that will decide to require employees to have it.
Well,
that may have an impact too, you know.
That may, and by the state of Ohio law, they're allowed.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah.
That could be the direction it would go, so you never know.
Yep.
And then, of course, then the government, I've heard talk, they may provide some incentives to get some folks to want to take it too, you know, maybe a little bit.
That would help.
Yeah, you know, say, hey, we'll throw in a little bit of this.
A lot of people
will
do it for just a little bit of incentive.
It'll give you a little bit
right.
of incentive to let you... You know, let you get it and whatever. But it's definitely interesting times, and I've been watching this vaccine like a hawk. And of course, what is there? Is there two or three different kinds available?
Pretty much
now?
Three now. That's pretty prevalent. Yeah.
Do you get a choice?
No.
Okay.
I think you take what they got, but they're still recommending that the second one be the same as the first.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Because they're, you know, they're, especially the ones that's refrigerated, they're going to ship it to some place and they want to use it up, you know. So the only one, the last one, the
from Oxford, AstraZeneca, I think it is, something like that.
Yeah.
That doesn't require refrigeration.
Oh, okay.
And they believe that'll be used in a lot of areas of Africa and South America and places where they may not have much refrigeration.
Yeah.
So, and it's the cheapest. It's only about $5, cost per injection.
Because you think about the U.S. and the trouble we're in, and then but you think stop and think about it. Other countries are having trouble too.
Right.
It's a worldwide problem.
Yeah,
there.
Countries that don't have the distribution that the U.S. has.
Yeah, there's people back in the backwoods of Africa or wherever, that's going to have they're going to have to really travel to a spot to get it, there's just all sorts of circumstances out there that are kind of different,
It's a big project.
It is a big project. So. I think the WHO came out and said that the vaccine will definitely be good for at least a year.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be like, okay, you get your flu shot and you get your vaccine and kind of
get used to taking it every year, maybe.
We'll have to see. Yeah,
we'll find out.
We'll find out as time goes forward, won't we?
Let's see. Yes, I did ride the Tennessee's. The dog race.
Yes,
Alaska.
That's quite a race, isn't it?
It is. That's grueling.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes, indeed.
I sort of feel sorry even for the dogs.
I do too. You know it.
They are awful faithful. Those dogs will run until they would die.
Yep. Yep, they are. Yep. They are. Seen a couple movies on it, and they are just something else.
They become so faithful to their master, that they give their lives.
Oh, they would. Absolutely. Yep. For sure.
All right, I'll get off here and leave somebody else call.
Hey, good to talk to you, Ernie.
Good to talk to you, Nate. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Alrighty, 740-383-9944 is our phone number. It's Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond. And here's a couple more trivia questions for you. Again, we're giving away a Kroger gift card. And then courtesy of Terry Tackett and the Fired Up Brigade, which is heard tomorrow night from 7:15 until 8 o'clock p.m., we are also giving away 2 gift cards to Burger King. So we're giving away 3 things today. We'll do 3 drawings here at 4:55. So your chances to win today are fairly good. And so just be a part of the program and give us a call. Why did cowboys wear spurs on their boots? Why did cowboys wear spurs on their boots? From 1860 to 1861, horseback riders carried mail across the U.S. from east to west. What was this service? From 1860 to 1861, horseback riders carried mail across the U.S. from east to west. What was this service? 740-383-9944 is my phone number. Give me a call just like this person is doing right now. Hi, we're on the air.
That'd be the Pony Express, Nate.
Yes, the Pony Express is what it is. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing good. It was so nice to see the sunshine out today, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yes, indeed. It was just nice to look out there and see that ball of fire in the sky.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I will sign you up for a chance to win one of these gift cards, and I appreciate the call, Becky.
Okay, you have a good day now, Nate.
Hey, you too. Thanks for listening and calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, let's see. Is that all I've got for now right there? Yes, I think that's all the trivia I've got for now. I'll give you some more here down the road. And like I said, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944.
give me a call and sign up for a chance to win one of these three gift cards, a Kroger gift card and two Burger King gift cards. We're doing three drawings today. And, hey, the lines continue to light up, and we will take calls as long as they keep lighting up.
Hi, we're on the air.
When cowboys wear spurs, they get their horse to go faster?
Yes, that's correct. Well, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Are you glad to see the sunshine?
Yeah, it was nice.
Yes, it sure was. It was a nice change to the cloudy days we've been seeing.
Yeah.
Did you get to get out and enjoy any of it?
No, not. I had to make sure the kids was doing their school and everything.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's inside.
Okay. All right. Just had to look out the window and look at it, right?
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, Miss Ashley, I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
All right. And I will sign you up for a chance to win.
All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody that calls this week will also be registered for a $20 gift card next week, courtesy of WWGH Radio. So we are giving away those three gift cards today, and everybody that calls today will be registered for a $20 gift card next week, courtesy of WWGH Radio. So today, if you have been sitting back and not haven't called, well, it's your chance to call today.
Hi, we're
Hello.
On the air. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good, good. What question do you have for me?
California.
California is right. Have you, how about, what have you been up to today?
Just staying the night at me and Papa's house.
Oh, okay. Stand the night, meet me in Pap Pap's house. Did you do that tonight, or is that last night?
It was last night.
Last night? Did you have a good time with me and Pap Pap?
Yep.
Well, good. That's good. Well, that's always fun to do. And this is Mr. Noah, right?
Yes.
All right, Noah. Well, thank you for calling, and I will sign you up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a good evening now, all right?
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Mr. Noah right there here at 740-383-9944. Always a pleasure to talk to him. Always a pleasure to talk to you. We love talking to everybody that rings our telephone today. And again, three gift cards today. One to Kroger's and two to Burger King, courtesy of Terry Tackett's Fired Up Brigade. And that's a sports show like no other, heard tomorrow night from 7:15 until 8 o'clock. You'll enjoy it. They do a roundtable discussion, and they just go in-depth, and they got statistics like no other, and you'll have a good time listening to the show. And also, when you call today, you'll get signed up for a chance to win a $20 gift card next week, courtesy of WWGH Radio. All right. Well, anybody that would like to call, go ahead. I'm going to tell you some offbeat news here, but I'll be happy to be interrupted by a phone call. That is fine with me anytime you want to call. A Moscow swimmer took to a frozen lake, Baikal, in Siberia to break the Guinness World Record for the longest under ice swim. Yekaterina Nevroska, 40 years old, wore only a swimsuit when she plunged into Lake Baikal and swam a distance of about 280 feet under the ice without surfacing for air. She was forbidden by Guinness rules from wearing a wetsuit or flippers during her swim, completed the feat in about 1.5 minutes. The swimmer beat the previous world record of 230 feet, which was set by South African swimmer Amber Fillery in Norway in 2020. Swimming under the ice. How do you like that? Pretty cool.
Hi, we're on the air.
Brown.
What was it again?
Brown.
All right. And what is your name? Is this Lucas?
Yeah.
All right, Lucas. Well, how is your day going today?
Good.
Good, good. What have you been up to today? Have you been doing schoolwork or what you been doing?
Playing games, because one time then I got graphic school, so I was almost done with it.
Oh, okay. So you've been playing. What kind of games you like to play?
Minecraft is the same thing. It's sort of like Minecraft is like it's played with Owie.
Oh, okay. Minecraft. I've heard of that one. Well, good luck with your games, and I appreciate you calling, Lucas, okay?
Okay.
All right, you have a good evening now, all right?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. There's Mr. Lucas lighting up our phone lines for us. Okay, an Idaho man. This is Mr. David Rush, who always breaks the records. An Idaho man who breaks Guinness World Records to promote STEM education achieved his latest title by chopping through 21 apples in 30 seconds while juggling three knives. David Rush, who has broken more than 150 Guinness records, juggled three knives and chopped through airborne apples that were tossed to him by Jonathan Hannon. This record took years of juggling practice plus months of specific mechanics practiced to master, Rush said. Rush ended with a total 21 apples chopped, enough to break the previous record of 17, which was set by YouTube juggler Josh Horton. I don't know how in the world he does some of these things that he does. Breaks these records, I mean juggling apples and knives and everything like that. My goodness. What a talented individual Mr. David Rush is, and he is in our news about every week. A wealthy Indonesian man who shared photos from a plane where he and his wife were the sole passengers said he bought all available tickets for the flight to prevent exposure to COVID-19. Richard Mujadi, a Jakarta-based socialite famous for his extravagant lifestyle, posted a series of photos to his Instagram story showing he and his wife traveling alone on a Baltic Air flight from Jakarta to Bali. He said he bought as many tickets as possible for the flight, which boasted 12 business class seats and 150 economy class seats, because he and his wife were super paranoid about being exposed to COVID-19. He did not disclose how much he paid to keep the flight private, but he wrote the amount was still cheaper than chartering a private jet. The Lion Air Group, which operates Batik Air, confirmed that they were the only passengers on the flight. Well, there you go. That's what you do when you got a lot of money. Just buy out the whole flight, and then you don't have any worries. 4:44 is the time. It is January the 13th. And I appreciate you listening to the program. Thank you very much for tuning in today. We're having a good time, and we're giving away gift cards galore today. Okay, maybe not galore. We're giving away three of them, one Kroger and two Burger King. And the two Burger King cards are a service of Terry Tackett and his Fired Up Brigade, which is the Fired Up Sports Show, which airs tomorrow night from 7:15 until 8 o'clock right here on WWGH Radio. And anyone that signs up for the cards today will also be put in for a drawing for a $20 gift card next week, courtesy of WWGH Radio. So this week at 4:55, we're giving away three gift cards to three different winners, so stay tuned for that. Right now, we have to take a break. We'll do that and come back right here.
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
News Force is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local trusted source. We are NewsForce247.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All righty, we are back and we're having a good time today on this January the 13th. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1794, U.S. President Washington approved a measure adding two stars and two stripes to the American flag following the admission of Vermont and Kentucky to the Union. 1854, Anthony Foss of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, was granted the first U.S. patent for the accordion. He made improvements to the keyboard and enhanced the sound. 1893, Britain's Independent Labor Party, a precursor to the current Labor Party, met for the first time. 1900, in Austria-Hungary, Emperor Franz Joseph decreed that German would be the language of the Imperial Army to combat Czech nationalism. 1906, Hugh Gernsback of the Electro Importing Company advertised radio receivers for sale for the price of just $7.50 in Scientific American magazine. 1928, Ernst F.W. Alexanderson gave the first public demonstration of television. 1942, Henry Ford patented the plastic automobile referred to as the soybean car. The car was 30% lighter than the average car. 1966, Robert C. Weaver became the first black cabinet member when he was appointed Secretary of Housing and Urban Development by U.S. President Johnson. 1986, the NCAA adopted the controversial Proposal 48, which set standards for Division I freshman eligibility. 1986, the Wall Street Journal printed a real picture on its front page. The journal had not done this in nearly 10 years. The story was about artist O. Winston Link and featured one of his works. And in 1990, L. Douglas Wilder of Virginia, the nation's first elected black governor, took the oath of office in Richmond. And that's what happened on this day in history. 4:49 is the time. Let's see if we can get a couple more answers to these trivia questions here at 740-383-9944. Again, we're giving away a Kroger gift card today, a $5 Kroger gift card, and two $5 gift cards to Burger King. So we'll draw three names at 4:55, and we'll find out who our winners are. The two Burger King gift cards are a service of WWGH Radio's Fired Up, a sports show like no other with Terry Tackett and the Fired Up Brigade. That'll be on tomorrow night, Thursday night, 7:15 to 8 p.m. right here on Marion's Talking Place. And as a bonus today, everybody that calls in will be automatically signed up for a chance to win a $20 gift card, courtesy of WWGH Radio. And so far as I know, we'll do that next week. All right, some more trivia questions here. How fast does air rush out of your nose when you sneeze? How fast does air rush out of your nose when you sneeze? Your heart is the size of what? Your heart is the size of what? Why? Oh, I think I got the answer to that one. No, I didn't. I'll go ahead and do that one. Why does your foot fall asleep? Why does your foot fall asleep? And let's see here. We have another call coming in here. Hi, we're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, Ralph. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing good on this sunny day.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. I was out doing work with the kids blowing up their tires in the neighborhood.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. I think the question to your heart is the size of your fist.
Right. Yep, that is correct. The size of your fist is correct. Yes, indeed. Well, seems like I was going to ask you something when you called, but for the life of me now, I cannot remember what it was. Isn't that the way it works?
That's old age.
I'll tell you what, it sure is. In a few years, I'll be 40, so
yeah,
that's the way it is. Well, maybe I'll think of it next week.
Yeah. All right, then.
All right, but, Ralph. Well, I appreciate you calling and listening.
Yeah, I wasn't going to call in because I got that card. You know, I got my card.
Oh,
but
good.
I wanted to call in so I could get any other drawing without just asking, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you got your card. Maybe the mail decided to speed up a little bit.
Yeah. So I wanted to let you know that, too. But I wasn't going to step back until you said you're going to have that other drawing. So I told her I was just going to call in and answer one.
Well, yeah, that way you get signed up for it, too.
Yeah, I didn't want to do it the easy way and say put me in. All right, Nate, you have a great one now, and we'll talk at you later.
All right, Ralph, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Get signed up for a chance to win that card for next week, that $20 gift card. And so that'll be a lot of fun. And that is courtesy of WWGH Radio. And we're celebrating the brand new show here, the brand new sports show, Fired Up, with Terry Tackett and the Fired Up Brigade. And on tomorrow night from 7:15 to 8 o'clock, their schedules kind of vary. It kind of depends on what day of the week that they're going to be on. But tomorrow night is the night, so make sure you tuned in. Okay, Buffalo hunter William Frederick Cody became a famous showman of the Wild West. What was his nickname? What cowgirl and entertainer earned the nickname Little Sure Shot for her sharp shooting skills? Little Sure Shot, sharp shooting skills. Boy, you have to be professional to be able to say that fast three times. I won't try. What cowgirl and entertainer earned the nickname Little Sure Shot for her sharp shooting skills? What were the wagons called that delivered food and cooking equipment to the cowboys? What were the wagons called that delivered food and cooking equipment to the cowboys? And what is the most popular amusement park food in the United States? What is the most popular amusement park food in the United States? 740-383-9944 if you know. We just got a few seconds left before we do the drawings, and we'll find out who the winner's going to be of the Kroger card and the two gift cards to Burger King. All righty. So, and we have another call coming in right now, so let's find out who it is.
Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, well, you looking for Andy Oakley?
Yes, yeah, I'm looking for Andy Oakley. Bob, that's it.
Yep.
That's who I'm looking for. All right, Bob, appreciate it.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Okay, and that brings us to 4:55 this afternoon, and it is now time to find out who the winner is going to be. So let's shuffle everything up together and see what we've got here. We appreciate everybody that called in today. So let's shuffle everybody up and find out who the winners are. Picking three names. Okay, this one is for the Kroger card. And congratulations, David Avery. You're the winner of the Kroger card. We'll get that sent out in the mail to you. All right, for the One Burger King card, and courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH's newest show, Fired Up. And the winner of the One Burger King card is Mr. Bob. Bob, congratulations. You get to go to Burger King, and we'll get that sent in the mail to you. And the second Burger King card goes to... pull the name out here. Lucas! Lucas, congratulations! You're the winner of the second Burger King card. So congratulations to David, Bob, and Lucas for winning our gift cards for today. And everybody that called in, you are signed up for a chance to win a $20 gift card next week, courtesy of WWGH Radio. So that'll be a lot of fun, too. Stay tuned for that next week. Got just enough time to squeeze in Ladies' Corner, and you'll want to hear the recipe for today. Yes, indeed. Every week, we got a good recipe from my wife's kitchen. 9 times out of 10, they're from my wife's kitchen. Sometimes they're from our friends at craftrecipes.com, which is linked to my website at radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. You can find all kinds of recipes there. Today we have favorite meatloaf. I love meatloaf. Favorite meatloaf. Here's what you need. 1 large onion, finely chopped. 1/4 cup Kraft Light Zesty Italian Dressing, 2 pounds extra lean ground beef, 1 package 6 ounces stovetop stuffing mix for chicken, 1 cup water, 2 egg whites, 3/4 cup Heinz tomato ketchup divided, 1/2 cup Kraft 2% milk shredded sharp cheddar cheese. Here's how to make it. Cook onions and dressing in skillet on medium heat, 8 to 10 minutes or until golden brown, stirring frequently, cool slightly. Heat your oven to 375 degrees. Mix meat, stuffing mix, water, egg whites, 1/4 cup ketchup and onions just until blended. Shape into 10 by 5 inch loaf in 13 by 9 inch baking dish sprayed with cooking spray. Cover with remaining ketchup. Bake 55 minutes to 1 hour or until done. Sprinkle with cheese. Bake 2 minutes or until melted. And there you have favorite meatloaf. You can find this on my Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and type in Radio Nate. And this recipe will come up with a picture. And there you go. That is what we have for today. And it's time for me to go already. Can you believe it? It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun to be with you today on this sunny Wednesday afternoon. I'll be back next week, the good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, next week from 4:15 until 5 o'clock with more offbeat news and trivia right here on your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH. Don't forget, we're streaming live at WWGH1071.com. You can find this show later. They post it all about Thursday or Friday or so. You can find it in the show archives and listen as many times as you want. My website is radionate.webs.com. Hey, I'll talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory.
I just said my prayer to the real God. I said, hey man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help, if you die, you need 12 black folks naked, I'll put them on a piece. If you need something close to the house, I'll give you that too. And then I looked at my body. I said, cancer, I ain't never bothered you, and I dare you to bother me. I'm going to give you 72 hours to get out of my body. And if you're not, I'm going to roll on you.
The legendary newsman and former host of the Today Show, Hugh Downs.
So with only 3 minutes left and 25 days, you have a big birthday coming up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
My goodness, I can't even believe 95. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it is to me too, I guess. And you know something I can honestly say? Every decade of my life has been better than the preceding decade.
The legendary singer of the hit song Tossin' and Turnin', Bobby Lewis.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Thinking of you. Things wasn't right. Well, I was tossing and turning and tossing and turning.
To the exchange panel of Scott Spears, Sean Kraft, and Charlie Evers.
Oh. You gotta go to a shrink?
Yes.
How much do they shrink?